take mental health days without being marked absent. Psychologist, author, parenting relationship expert Sarah Diverman joins us on Canada Now. And Sarah, that's exactly what's happening in Oregon now as a result of a new law that was proposed by a group of high schoolers. Utah enacted a similar law last year. What do you think?
You know, Jeff, I think that the concept is a great one. I mean, who doesn't need a mental health day? Never mind students, but employees, even people who are self-employed. But so I think the concept is a great one. But my concern is that it may be exploited, taken advantage of, or being, you know, be seen as a good excuse. If a student, for example, has been out late the night before or hasn't completed an assignment or hasn't prepared well enough for a test. So my worry is that will it be taken advantage of, and how will it, how can that be prevented? What can some of the measures be in effect that can help to prevent that from happening?
Right, because like if a kid can't come to school because he or she is sick, I mean, you can tell, sore throat,
right,
sniffles, or, you know, if it's a stomach flu, they're vomiting, like there are telltale signs of
right.
one having that kind of an illness with a mental illness of some kind, with
right.
a mental break being needed, it might not be so clear cut.
Right.
So kids could take advantage of it.
And that's the whole argument, you know, that mental health is more of an invisible illness, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But my worry is that if kids are really dealing with severe depression, for example, or severe anxiety, I don't know that taking a mental health day here or there, or, you know, staying at home because there's a big test that they're anxious about, really helps. In some way, I think it sends them the message that if they're feeling depressed, they can pull the covers over their head and stay in bed all day, and they'll feel better by the end of the day. And, you know, what I've found in helping clients is that that is often not the best medicine. I can see maybe with younger kids, you know, when my kids were younger, for example, if they had just been through a very stressful period, maybe at home, or even if they had spent a week studying for exams, you know, I might even say to them, you know, you look really tired. Why don't we take a mental health day and go and do something that can boost your spirits? Or so I think that if kids are feeling, and we all feel stress, I think that taking a mental health day almost as a kind of a preventative would be even more helpful in terms of just taking the day to de-stress or relax. But as I said, I don't see it as a treatment for kids that are dealing with severe mental health illness, because in that situation, where does it end? How many days could they take off? In this study, they said that they were going to allow kids to take up to 5 days every 3 months.
Right.
And, you know, you'd have to understand, you know, are they taking those 5 days in succession? Are they taking it, you know, every so often? But even then, is it really helping, and what kind of checks are in place?
Well, if it was going to happen anywhere, it would be in Oregon, because their suicide rate reached a record high in 2017. 825 people died by suicide that year. Suicide was the second leading cause of death in Oregon for 15 to 24-year-olds, and the third leading cause of death for children 5 to 14.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, if it was going to happen anywhere, I guess Oregon would have been the place to do it. So,
well, I think
it might be interesting to see what the numbers would be in a few years.
Well, I think that's why the high school students' voices were heard so loudly. But I think that those suicide rates, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but I would say that suicide rates have risen across the board. And, you know, more and more kids of a younger age talk about taking their lives, whether they really plan on doing so or not. They still talk about it. It's on social media. But again, I'm not sure that those mental health days per se. Now, what I would suggest perhaps is, as a way of really making good use of how to kind of watch for how people can help even more with mental health days, would be, for example, if somebody has chosen to take a mental health day, maybe there could be some kind of a anonymous online questionnaire that they complete indicating, you know, why they may have stayed at home that day and what they've done during the day to help themselves feel better. And that way, anybody gathering that information could see, you know, does taking a mental health day really help or not? Because if you take a mental health day and you're very depressed, you can actually feel worse at the end of the day when you've been in bed all day, as opposed to getting out into the real world. And then also monitoring, for example, if a kid is taking, you know, several mental health days in a short period of time, I think that those kids need to be, you know, flagged so that they could then be brought in to speak to a school counselor. And even just talking about the higher rates of suicide, I think we also need to look at mental health across the board as well. Are there enough therapists available to high school students? Are there counselors in the school? Are there enough university counselors to help with all of the mental health issues that we see today? So again, I see it as a good concept, but I don't see it as kind of like the overall treatment and it's going to change everything. I think it's just an opportunity to start talking about how important it is to recognize that mental health is just as important to address and to take time to look at as you would, as you said, a sore throat, for example.
Well, you know, maybe it's something that needs to be policed, supervised, what have you, more so. Like, let's say, like, this isn't left up to the student, where on any given Wednesday or something, the student says, I need a mental health day. I'm not going to school today, Mom. And that's just how it's going to be.
Right.
Maybe it's something where keys have to be turned, where parents will call them school and say, my kid's taking a mental health day. You know, he or she really needs it. Or a teacher will recommend
right. To
the parent and to the student,
right.
You need to take a mental health day. If it's a counselor, if it's a therapist,
right.
Maybe it's other people that can observe, you know, the kid. And, you know, as invisible as a disease might be or an illness might be, there are some signs to that. And maybe it's where others can turn their key and they can say, hey, you know, he or she needs a mental health day. We got to do this.
I think that's a great idea. And I think that we can even take it beyond, as I said, students and look at it in the workplace too.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many stressed out employees. And I think, you know, especially in certain companies where you're seeing a very high attrition rate, you need to not only look at what's going on in this environment and culture that's burning these employees out. And even then, you know, Mental Health Day would maybe be a good solution temporarily, but, you know, they're coming back to what they left. And the same might be true for the student. Again, if they're taking a mental health day here or there, what are they doing during that? Are they going to see a therapist on their mental health day? What are they doing to help make themselves feel better? And what are they going back to? But I love the idea about having other people involved. You know, it takes a community, takes a village. And I think, again, you've got to look at, you know, is the child or the teenager only taking those mental health days on days of exams, on days that assignments are due in? And so there have to be maybe, as you said, some adult supervision, teachers being more aware, suggesting that a student take a mental health day. But my, again, as I said at the beginning, my biggest concern is that people may start to use it as an excuse or validation for just taking the time off because they've had a late night the night before.
Well, this could create more of an opportunity for students to talk about how they're feeling.
Right.
You want to take a mental health day. Well, what's happening with you? What's wrong? Is there an issue? How can we help?
Right.
Maybe those are questions that are asked, you know, by a parent, by a teacher. So maybe this will create more of a discussion around what the student is feeling.
Yeah, because I think, you know, I sometimes will hear students, including my own kids over the years, have said, you know, Mom, I really need a mental health day. And, you know, we haven't really given it, we haven't defined it as such, so, as they're doing in Oregon, but parents are familiar with that name, students are familiar with that name. So I think I agree with you in terms of just getting the conversation started and figuring out what it means, reducing again the stigma of taking time off. But again, what are you doing during that mental health day? How is that helping you? What are you going back to? So I think all of those other areas and those other factors need to be explored, as well as just taking one day once a month. Is that really helping in the long run?
Mm. You know, and I remember, like, when I was a kid, I mean, I wasn't one that wanted to miss school because I hate the feeling of things are happening and I'm missing it. I wanted to,
right.
to be along it. I didn't want to miss anything.
Right.
I didn't want to have to play catch up either. But
yeah.
You know, every once in a while, like my age, it was always, hey, you know, we got to play hooky. Like we need a day, or we need to go do this or something. And it would be like my dad saying that, or my older brother saying, come on, we're going to go to this thing. You know, we're taking the day off. And,
right.
And it was a recognition of, all right, we're burned out. We need a day together. We need to spend some time together. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe this would be the equivalent.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think everything that you're saying is very accurate. But, you know, as you said, too, there is certainly that anxiety and pressure that many students, especially in higher grades, may feel about falling behind, or even an employee may feel about, you know, coming back after even one day away and having like a full email inbox. So I think that also has to be taken into consideration. And if students are being allowed to take mental health days, then how are teachers and administrators at school making sure that they're not even more stressed when they return the next day? Maybe there should just be mental health days thrown into the school term, you know, just as a matter of course, like, you know, every fourth Monday is a mental health day when everybody gets to take the day off, you know?
Interesting, yeah.
Maybe I mean, it just needs to be woven into the system.
Help. I mean, you know, if one is suffering from a mental illness, I don't think they can pick and choose which day in advance they're going to need that rest. But maybe it is something that they could look forward to and hang their hat on. Do you think that this is something that will catch on, that we might see this in schools in Canada?
I do. I think that this might be set a precedent for what's to come. And I think that there's already been talk in Canada on other media stations about this, and now you're talking about it. So I think the more people hear about it, the more they may go into school in September. Administrators may start to talk about it. Maybe it'll come out in different forms. But definitely, again, the whole topic of mental health. And again, you know, just to your point, as you just said, you know, you can't predict when you're going to be extremely anxious or have a panic attack or be depressed. But again, I would strongly suggest that mental health days are not really great ways to deal with those kinds of situations. But maybe mental health days could be more as a preventative or a prophylactic for preventing some of the stressors. I would say, you know, mental health days should really be looking more at dealing with everyday stressors rather than coping with severe mental health issues.
You know, it, staying with the theme of days off, you know, my kid's teacher this past year, you know, we were sitting down just chatting, and he believes, and I'm sure he's not the only one, he believes, like, he hates summer vacation. He hates it. He hates the idea of kids being away
for
2 months, might get a little bit lazy because they want to have a break,
right,
and then pick up the school year, and then that September is just trying to get rid of the cobwebs and get them going and get those muscles going again. He would rather see a school year that happens year-round and those breaks breaking up within the year. Well, what do you think of that idea?
I think it's great that he's feeling that way. I know that many teachers in the, you know, in the system really enjoy having those few months off. So, you know, his beliefs, I think, are very child-centered, because I do agree that kids having that many months off, or I'm thinking even, you know, my daughter who's at university has 4 months off, and she was just saying today, you know, that she can't believe that school is, you know, only weeks away again, and it's going to be difficult to transition back. So I think just the whole transition, whether you're going away to university or whether you're going to school, being away for 2 months or 4 months is a very long time. And I think that there has been talk over the years about extending the school year and just taking like longer breaks, like a 1 month break maybe, or a 1 month break in December. I think ideally a month's break would be as long as students should really be off. And of course, even in terms of working parents, there's a whole lot of frustration in terms of trying to fill all that time. So I think there's lots of reasons why it's good for kids to have year-round schooling, but to have, you know, 1 month breaks at certain intervals as opposed to such a long break all at one time.
Check out HelpMeSarah.com. Psychologist, author, and parenting relationship expert, Sarah Dimmerman. Always a pleasure, Sarah. Thank you for your expertise.
Thank you, Jeff.
Of course.